Depending on the reason why you're voting absentee, you may or may not have to have it notarized. If you do a mail-in ballot, there is no reason. You don't have to specify any reason for a mail-in ballot, but they all have to be notarized.
Yeah, the reason I wanted you to say that is, I don't know if you were in here earlier, I said I was at a meeting where the Secretary of State spoke, and he was strongly recommend do not vote mail-in to go to absentee the more and to be sure your vote is counted. To go to the polls, do not do the mail-in unless you are unable to, then vote absentee.
Yes. He said that several times at several different meetings.
And he's told the reasons your vote may not count and fraud and so forth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm just asking because I don't know the answer. Are these able to be used multiple years? I mean, it's not specific to 2020.
They are specific to 2020 because of the 2020 COVID law.
But it may extend into 20.
It may extend into 2021. We don't know.
Your absentee envelopes for absentee, they're exclusive for 2020. I know the mail-in is only 2020.
Yes.
So they're dated?
Because of the reasons.
The added reason.
The added reasons.
Okay.
That we had to have printed on the ballot envelope.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that they wouldn't be able to possibly be used in 2022. Possibly, if those reasons still existed. Or I don't even know what the reasons are. What it says on there.
They could continue that part of it and not do the mail-in.
If they continue the COVID reasoning.
Yeah, what is
we could probably reason? Have, we could probably use a, let me see that real quick.
Okay.
For an election that occurs during year 2020, the voter has contracted or is in at high risk category for contracting or transmitting severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus to COVID-19. At risk voters are voters who are 65 years of age or older, live in a long term care facility licensed under Chapter 198. Have chronic lung disease or moderate to severe asthma, have severe heart conditions, are immune compromised, have diabetes, have chronic kidney disease, and are undergoing dialysis or have liver disease.
Who came up with that language?
Came up from the state.
So it would have been smart if they had said any disease that would affect or... That way it wouldn't specifically related to this year, so it could have been used for further years. Who's paying for it? Are we getting reimbursed for it?
It's coming out of our COVID
CARES money.
I think they had a lot of discussion, disagreements in regard to a lot of these the changes on it, concerns for if
possible in the future. I understand. I had nothing to do with the actual bid award.
That's why I made my announcement before. I didn't know if it'd be allowed at this time.
Well, I need to know why we're spending the money and the award and the bid.
Okay.
You guys have any other questions? Move to award bid number 202008-455 to Elkins. Is it Swires?
Elkins Swires.
Swires Company Incorporated out of Springfield, Missouri.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley.
University of Missouri Extension Update.
Good morning, stranger.
Yeah, they let me out of the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have our reaching out reports. Just to go over this, you know, we're still doing a lot of online offerings, and I think during this time it's great in a way because we have people statewide offering a lot more classes than we've ever seen before. You know, online Master Gardener training, online for our producers, online for our youth. All of our 4-H projects have been put into Canvas. I have worked specifically to put the MyPI, the My Preparedness Initiative, Canvas course together. And I'm also now the state's 4-H youth preparedness leader. So we've really excelled in that. You know, in 4-H, we're working with youth preparedness, also mental health issues, and just trying to get any of our resources out to our families that we can. We have re-enrollment next month. If you see our business consultant, he is really, Cody's really been doing a great job. We see him every once in a while, but he has a lot of sessions with clients over these COVID-19 financial packages, not just for small businesses, but for ag producers. They have a lot of questions, and he really helps them walk through it all. And also, we don't have this report, but Amy Fatillo, who's our labor and workforce development, there's a lot of classes for our business leaders who need to understand insurance coverages and a lot of these things that go along with the employees. Barb is still trying to get into the schools, sorry, but she can't as much yet. So she's working at the farmers markets. She's working at the food pantries. If you've been to the food pantries, there's a drive-up over at CAM. So she really helps them out, helps them sign up for food stamps, whatever we can do to help. And we also have our nutrition and health specialists offering programs as well. We are doing in-person childcare training over at OTC, but it's very difficult to find a place to do in-person training because they're not letting outside people, you know, use their facilities, and we don't have a big enough room. So I think once we can go into some of these classrooms or use some of other people's meeting rooms, we'll be able to do a lot more in-person trainings. So now I just have the Century Farm. And I've done the Century Farm last year, but as you know, we try to honor and celebrate farms that have been owned continuously by one family for over 100 years. And we have the Lowry Farms since 1911. As you know, I started out in agriculture, and we do have a lot of producers here, but agriculture is really the backbone of the United States, and especially farms
that have
been here over 100 years. So, I have some papers for you here. Also a big sign. So they'll be able to display this sign. I can't just keep it in the plastic and won't be good. Yeah. Maybe you want to take the picture up. Do you guys want to come down here and hand them the nice sign?
Oh, I don't. It'd be an honor if you want. I don't know.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's
good.
If you gentlemen want your mask off, you can.
Yeah.
You're married. You're close enough together.
I said, what do you guys want?
It don't matter.
Are
you sure?
Yeah.
But thank you so much for applying for this and to be able to.
I figured if you were sick, you wouldn't be here anyway. So.
To post this on your farm, come on over here. I'll give you the. I'll get one person to sign. I've got it open on the bottom. Does anybody else want to give a plaque?
You don't want to be in the picture.
You tell me one in the picture. I said the honor to give it to them. I need to be in the picture.
Yeah, there's no photographic evidence that we touched each other. Oh, no, I'm smiling behind my mask.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for recognizing them.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You'll have a good day.
See you. Thanks,
everybody. Thank you, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
Do you have a record of how many of those there are in Taney County? I know there's not.
I could look it up.
Well,
I sure could.
Get you to trouble.
So,
I just
But anybody, we really try to promote that. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has had their farm, because they get to display that. And I know it's something when I go along the roadways and I see somebody has a century farm. And it started in 1976 as part of a centennial project. And they've just kept on going.
My brother-in-law has said for many years that the farmer's the backbone of the country. And when we quit supporting this, we're going to be in trouble.
That's correct.
So. I know my dad passed away about a year ago, and I had got all the deeds to the farm and just stopped looking, and I realized we had the same farm starting in 1911, so I could have done this 7 or 8 years ago. But my dad was alive, and I didn't even realize it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Surprising how quick 100 years can slip by. You know?
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking, Mom and Dad's.
On that farm 60.
Well, yeah, like I was just thinking, man, Mom and Dad's had theirs for 41 years.
I ain't always been older.
Oh, wow.
I've been living there for 60 years.
Yeah.
But not being the owner, I think that's important because, you know, I've taught ag awareness, and so many kids don't follow up with the farm and keep the family farm. Yeah. So it's really something special.
Well, I hope
that
you
can
find another one.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're looking good.
I guess we'll be adjourned. We'll adjourn, or we'll go into recess upstairs. And we're scheduled at 9:30 for executive session per section 610.021(1) and 2, legal and real estate. I have 9:27 a.m. We'll be in recess.